Chapter 25. Christian wanted to tell them about his visitor, but thought better of it. He did not want to have to explain everything to Riel, who he was sure would only worry about a wolf sighting. Instead, he made small talk, asking about various plants native to the land so that he might be better prepared if something was once again needed. Riel had almost forgotten what it was like to have a normal conversation about normal things. She had not realized how taxing last night had been on her. They talked over most of breakfast, and Jenner gathered up what little they had. Riel showed them how to break down the camp, so to make it look as if no one had spent the night there the night before, using branches to scatter the signs of their resting bodies and footprints, diffusing the ash from the ferns, and masking the scent of the cooked meat. Within the hour, only the best trackers would have noticed any signs of their passing. Riel led them on, heading southwest. Within minutes, the trees grew dense around them. They walked single file, trying to make as little noise as possible, but keeping a rigorous pace. As they journeyed further, Christian began to feel uneasy. He looked around as he sidestepped another tree in front of him. He looked to Jenner, but he seemed at ease, whistling some tune to himself as they walked. Ahead, he watched Riel go in and out of eyesight as she navigated the pines and conifers. Wait a minute, how is this even possible? Christian said as it struck him.
The trees? Jenner asked.
You do not find this odd? Christian said, placing a hand on one tree, then, without removing his hand, walking around in a circle and touching four other trees.
Yeah, I didn't think trees normally grew this close to one another, Jenner said, looking up into the thick forest canopy.
They don't, Riel said from ahead. At least not naturally.
Well, let's not get separated from one another then. I don't like this, Jenner said.
He waited for Christian, then shook his hand and walked up to Riel, who took hold of Jenner's other hand. Together, the three of them snaked their way through the close-knit, dense forest.
Did you not notice this when you scouted the terrace yesterday? Christian asked as they stepped from root to root, the forest floor almost gone from view.
I don't recall, honestly. I think we may have come from a different direction, Jenner said.
I can't imagine this is any thinner in another.
No, it's different. Something has changed, Riel said.
They did their best to stay together, but the trees grew so thick that they could no longer hold on to one another, and had to let go so they could brace themselves against the trees as they stepped from root cluster to cluster. Christian was beginning to think they should head back, try to find a better way, and was ready to voice his opinion.
We're here.
Christian fumbled his way forward a few more steps until he stumbled out into the light. One moment he was shoulder to shoulder with a cluster of redwoods. The next moment he stood on the rim of what looked to be a great amphitheater. Riel and Jenner stood motionless, taking in the scene as well. They stood on what looked like the top ring of a series of circles, each smaller than the previous, that descended down a valley. The circles grew farther away from them, leading them down a gentle slope until a small circle and pedestal could be seen far below. Triangular-shaped rocks were positioned at regular intervals along the rim of each circle, before descending down into the next lower tier. A fine grass covered the ground, each blade seemingly to be placed as if the gardener had paid great attention to each blade. Looking up, Christian noticed that the leaves of the trees on the perimeter did not break the circle. The branches bent or turned as if they grew against an invisible barrier. He also noticed the sounds of birds and other animals had died away. He could not hear a breeze blowing through the trees or the sound of the river behind him. Even the bent blades of grass underfoot elicited no sound from his passing. The only thing he heard was his breathing and the steady beat of his heart. I do not think we should be here, Christian said.
Jenner felt more at ease. Though the silence unsettled him, it reminded him of the stage. He had seen pictures of the Grand Colosseum in Arcturus in Milan that had layouts similar to the Watcher's Terrace. He let out a low whistle.
What are you doing?
Riel asked, the hairs on the back of her neck standing at attention.
Do you hear that? Jenner asked.
Just your whistling, Riel replied.
There's no echo.
So?
A place like this should have echoes, due to the orientation and nature of the landscape, Jenner said as he took a few steps forward toward the next lower circle.
But it doesn't. And I bet this place has perfect pitch no matter where you're standing inside the terrace.
We need to keep moving, Riel stated, walking towards the opposite wall of trees.
I have to study this, Jenner said, moving in further toward the next ascending ring.
Jenner, we don't have time for this, Riel said.
I might never get another chance, Jenner said, whistling again from a tier down, standing near one of the stone pylons.
Jenner!
Let him, Christian interrupted. He is right. He may never get another chance. I do not plan on coming back here. Christian pointed across the way to the far side. Riel looked from Jenner to Christian across the clearing. She sighed, looking one more time at Jenner, then started jogging across the topmost ring. Christian walked until he was at the edge of the top ring, then walked along the slope and made his way in Riel's direction. He kept an eye on Jenner, who was now several rings down. Every so often he would stop and whistle and wait, then look around and move to a new location. Christian continued to walk and keep an eye on Jenner, making sure to keep an eye on Riel's progress. He was halfway across when he blinked, turning his head. He stopped and looked around.
What is it? Riel yelled as loud as she dared, seeing Christian look around.
I thought I saw something.
Like what?
Like, Christian began, but his voice trailed off.
It had been a glint out of the corner of his eye.
Like a splinter of light, he said.
A splinter of light, Riel said, placing a pause on each word.
If Jenner caught anything of what they were talking about, he did not acknowledge it. Christian watched Jenner step down into the final circle, as he stood against one of the marker stones to rest.
A cacophonous droning noise erupted from the forest around them. Shafts of light appeared around the terrace's periphery. Long and short, narrow and thin, the treetops erupted in a yellow haze. The effect was somewhat disorientating, and Christian had to avert his eyes. He thought he heard Jenner yell. He tried to move, but his senses of balance was off, and he tumbled to his knees after a few steps. He closed his eyes. The sound was pulsing against his body. He felt a rush of blood to his head. He began seeing white lights going off like fireworks on the insides of his eyelids. He curled up, clutching his hands over his ears. He felt something warm and wet on his fingertips. He felt his stomach begin to upheave. He tried to steady himself against the grass, but his fingers were numb. Christian let a blood-curdling scream escape from his lips. He felt hot, searing pain in his skull, like a molten needle had been shoved through his head at the base of his skull.
Christian, Riel said, alarmed, standing over him, shaking him. Christian blinked. The noise was gone. He rolled onto his hands and knees and vomited, clutching one hand to the backside of his head. Feelings returned to his hands. Riel looked to where Jenner was and yelled at him, but he was already running towards them. Christian gritted through his teeth, but Riel told him to shush.
What happened? Jenner asked a few moments later, panting from sprinting back up the terrace.
I think something bit him, Riel said. Together, they knelt down and examined him. There was blood dripping from both his ears.
Move your hand, Christian. I have to look at the wound, Riel said, easing his hand away from his head.
What is it? Christian said in a weakened tone. He could feel Riel's fingers probing around the tender area. She was quiet.
Is it bad? What is it? Christian said, panic edging into his voice.
It's nothing, Riel said.
Just a scratch then, eh? Jenner said.
No, I mean, well, look for yourself, Riel said to Jenner, leaning to the side.
There's nothing. No wound, no bite. I don't see anything.
Jenner knelt down and looked for himself.
Does this hurt? Jenner asked, prodding Christian's head with two fingers.
Ow! Yes! Yes, that hurts, Christian said, cringing.
Did you see what bit you?
I'm guessing the same thing that made the buzzing noise.
What did it sound like? Riel asked.
You are kidding, right? Christian asked.
No, what?
That buzzing? You did not hear it. It was deafening. I thought my ears were going to rupture.
I think they did. Yeah, maybe just a little, Jenner added, noting the blood spots near his earlobes.
You are serious. You did not hear it.
Christian, all I heard was you screaming out and then you thrashing on the ground, Riel explained.
Jenner?
Same, my boy. I was ready to take in the terrace, see what I could see from the stage. Then you let out that yell and scared the life out of me.
Christian sat up, spitting the taste of vomit out of his mouth. Riel gave him some water, after which he recounted to them what he had seen and heard. When he was finished, Riel scratched her head while Jenner sat in wonder, resting his head in his hands.
What do you think it was? Christian asked.
I mean, according to Krugrith, the Watchers look just like you and me, Riel said.
And they don't sound like any bug or bird I've ever heard of or seen. But I'm not that familiar with the native fauna to Arcturus, Jenner added.
I think it's best if we just move along in case whatever it was decides to come back.
Christian and Riel nodded their agreement. And together, the three of them crossed the terrace and made for the forest on the other side. Riel led the way, finding a suitable entry point along the western wall. Christian took one last look back at the terrace, but if whatever had assaulted his senses was still around, it showed no sign of itself. He rubbed a hand on his head, but the pain was already fading. After they left, a glint of light played across the branches of a tree, and then was gone. Whether due to their journey through the terrace, or just some benevolent power chose to smile upon them, they never ran into any of Kruger's men. They kept a brisk pace, resting only when necessary. Riel's attacks happened less, and never required much more than Christian and Jenner pinning her down. Her strength was on the fade. Riel had thought that in the weeks that passed, the serum Krugrith fed his people had worked itself out of her system. Jenner was worried what would come of this once they left the forest and went their separate ways.
Riel?
Yes?
What are your plans once we get out of the forest? Jenner asked.
I will be fine. The two of you have helped me through the hardest parts of the journey.
I don't feel like we've done much at all, to be honest, Christian said in a glum tone.
You've been more help than you know, Riel said. We've been making excellent time. We should be clear soon, and on our way to someplace more hospitable.
Riel continued to school Christian on the plants and flowers that she knew to have some medicinal or herbal remedy. Jenner shared with her events that occurred in the outside world in the past several years, easing her mind back into society, letting her know about anything that would be common, making her knowledge more acceptable to the times.
You should come visit us sometime, a city named Calment in the Ramza Empire. South of Bothwell, yes.
Oh, so you are from that part of Gray.
I am familiar with the area, yes, though it's been many years.
Jenner wanted to know more, but Riel did not volunteer anything else. They traveled for 2 more days, when Riel said she could smell the pervasive scent of the pines were fading. By afternoon, Christian was the first to raise his voice, then going from a walk to a run, seeing a break in the trees before him, and seeing mountains. Jenner and Riel followed behind, walking at first, but found Christian's enthusiasm contagious, bounding after him moments later. They found themselves at the top of a high hill, the sun just beginning its descent behind the mountains. Once outside, Christian stood quiet, looking over the lands.
"That's Ramza over there," Jenner said, pointing out over Christian's shoulder. "We're a bit farther north than I thought we'd be, but I'd recognize those peaks anywhere."
"And there lies home," Riel said. Christian looked at Jenner.
"In time, but first, a village. I'm in desperate need of a bath, a shave, and a meal cooked by somebody else," Jenner said. "And I think the lad here could go for the same."
Christian nodded his agreement.
"Thank you, Riel. Thanks again," Christian said, looking out at the mountains. Riel began to say her thanks, but Jenner cut her off, wrapping her up in a hug and giving her a kiss on the cheek. She gasped, surprised, before Jenner was replaced by Christian. He thanked her again for everything she had taught him. Riel started to say something, but coughed instead, rubbing a hand over her eyes.
"I hope you find what you're looking for," Riel said as they parted.
She turned towards the northwest and took off at a jog, looking back once, smiling.
"You too, Riel.
You too," Jenner mouthed, watching her go. He felt a hand tug his own.
"We must go. We have come so far, but there is so much left to do," Christian said, beginning to walk south along the foothills.
"Christian, do you know where you're going?" He stopped. He thought for a moment. He shook his head. Bothwell was a bad idea, and Calmet did not seem any better.
"I'm assuming you have a place to start," Christian asked.
"In fact, I do. You see, I've made many friends over the years. I may know a man who knows a man who owes me a favor or two. We start there."
Christian stepped aside, bowing his arm out to allow Jenner to proceed, which gave Jenner a bit of a chuckle. But he saw the eagerness in Christian's step, and then determination at the corner of his eyes. "We'll find her, Christian."
Hello, and thank you for listening to the World of Gray podcast. For any questions about the podcast, or the books in general, email me at podcast@josephporthos.com. My 2 books, Fallen Throne and Dark Halo, are available for download on the Amazon Kindle store for the low price of $3 apiece. I don't output a ton of updates, but when I do release one, you can find it on Facebook at Joseph Porthos, or on my website, located at josephporthos.com. I hope you enjoyed today's chapter, and I look forward to you tuning in again next time. This is Joseph Porthos, signing off.